Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Speak on behalf of CETIM as member of the Global Campaign. Article 9 in the third revised draft provided for the most conventional and still insufficient jurisdictional basis. It nonetheless allowed for the use of forum necessitatis and prohibited the use of forum non-convenience, two unavoidable mechanisms to address corporate impunity. However, in the clean version of the updated draft, the article was, in our view, further diluted. As per 9.1, recovering the old version of the third revised draft as proposed today by Palestine is important because the new text establishes conventional and limited jurisdictional connections that do not reflect the advancements made in regional systems for the protection of human rights in domestic courts. While the text of the third revised draft refers to the place where defects of the harm occurred, the updated draft talks now about the place where the relevant harm occurred, introducing ambiguity since the concept of relevance is not clearly defined. Regarding 9.2, the definitions of domicile are excessively restrictive, especially if compared to national case law, as in Brazil, UK, US. It is essential in that sense to support the recovery of wording from Article 9.2 and add literal that defines domicile as a place where substantive assets are held, as proposed also by Palestine today. As we all know, it doesn't matter having a firm sentence victims that cannot enforce because TNCs left the countries, leaving no assets behind. Affected people should be able to present claims in any countries where TNCs have assets and can receive effective and full reparation. Lastly, it's key to mention the prohibition of the doctrine of forum non-convenience. And therefore, we firmly support the recovery of the old version of 9.3 of the third revised draft, as proposed by Egypt and supported as well by our colleagues from trade unions. And finally, the reference to pronouns the reference to pronouns his, her is limiting and exclusionary and doesn't align with the spirit of previous articles, which have gender-sensitive, responsive agenda. We suggest thus reference to his, her to be replaced with their. Thank you very much.